Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
We serve a live and living God on today. I get up here to just, I thank God that I was able to see some family members I wasn't able to see. We had a family reunion, and I got to see the older people that I in my family. So that was just a blessing for me. I was spending time with my immediate family, and they came along. My girls came out. But my son was out of town with his family. But it was just a blessing to be with family. It was a blessing just to see smiling faces and no bickering, no fighting. It was just good. It was a good fellowship. So I thank and I praise God for that. And I thank him for just waking me up this morning because he didn't have to and got me here safely. So I thank and I praise God. I never want to forget what he's done because he breathed breath in my body one more time. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I praise the Lord for my apartment. I'm becoming more acclimated, trying to get everything together, and I have to remember when I come here to bring everything. I have to remember when I'm here, I don't have a bed here anymore because I'll be wanting to lay down. Caroline came in and saw me. I had chairs put together. But I believe God for a full time in that office. I just need a full time and something in case I do have to be here because the traffic jam on Wednesdays. Something, since I come down and do Wednesdays Live, Speaking Live Wednesdays with Apostle Diamonds on Facebook, and it's grown to 273 views. Amen. So give God praise for that. Something else I want to give God praise for provision. Amen. Through the storms and tests, I've been invited to start a church in Nicaragua.
Amen.
I don't know if I'm saying
Amen.
That right. I got to learn how to pronounce it. But that was prophesied that I would go places I couldn't say.
Amen.
So I got to go check that out. I don't know when, but I'm in prayer about that.
Yeah.
I can't believe I shared that, but I heard it clearly that it's a confirmation because I couldn't pronounce it. Like, I don't know what this is. I got to look it up. I got to study it.
Amen.
But they speak Spanish.
Amen.
So I think I need to take a Spanish class, course, something. So I could be on one accord. We're blowing up. I give God praise for that.
Amen.
But something else I want to give a testimony for before I... Oh, we have a family coming. Amen. A family of four, husband and wife and two sons. And I think they're giving their final today, so they should be here next week.
Amen.
Amen. God is good for the increase. Amen. And that's just one of many that I know are to be here. And sometimes the Lord would have to bring you back home.
Amen.
Amen. So I give God praise for that. And we should plan to see them on Sunday.
Amen.
So we give God praise for growth. And I'm encouraged for that. And I pray you all are encouraged to see that what we're doing does make sense. And that sometimes God will send us out to build us up.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And thank you for being here on your holiday weekend. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful for the way I walked up here without problems.
Amen.
If anybody didn't notice, I'm walking pretty good. So thank the Lord for that. I also give honor to God, first and foremost, for being ahead of my life and everything he's done and all the things that he's doing and allowing him to work out the nooks and crannies. Glory
Amen.
To God. So praise him for that. Thank God for Apostle and all of you. I thank God for my family and thank God for the transformation. You know, in the background scene is good. I give God glory for that and I am getting some peace from that. So I'm grateful for that. And I do have a praise report that when I went for my follow-up on Friday, my blood did spark up to its normal level, so
Amen.
The blood is regulated, so I praise God for that. So thank you for your prayers and everything, and God bless you and increase you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just thank the Lord for who he is in my life. I thank him for open doors continuously. I had an opportunity to go to Mega Fest with some friends I used to go to church with.
Amen.
And I haven't done that since it was blowing our loose over 10 years. And it was just nice. It was refreshing. What I really loved about it is the opportunity to be locked in for 3 days where you enjoy the presence of the Lord, sun up, sun down. and just really really being imparted into without distractions of, you know, work and things that you have to do.
Amen.
So I praise God for that opportunity, for my husband letting me go, and just everything. I just thank him for who he is, and I praise him for our church and how it's growing and how we're growing, each and every one of us, how we're growing spiritually and being stretched. And even as we learn about the shift in leadership, I thank you, the Lord, that he has put a soundness in each and every one of our hearts, a readiness, a yes in our spirit to go deep, to go to the next level. Because I know when there was time when there was even a struggle with me to shift in leadership. So how do you do that? Hey!
Hallelujah. Bring us the Lord, bring you to be free.
Yes,
hallelujah. So this is our favorite time of the sermon. This is offering time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and prepare for the offering. Of course, you all know we have our card reader, and whatever the Lord has just led you to give today, go ahead and give and be obedient to the Lord God. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our offering. So whenever you're ready, just come on up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon this place, Lord, in this house of your God. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we just ask you to continue to increase this house, Lord. We ask you to let this house overflow in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we bless you, Lord. We ask you to bless everyone that was able to give, Lord, and being obedient, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to go ahead and have a dance by Sister Yvonne Berry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, release it.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
I've sown my seed. Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it.
Right.
I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory. Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it.
Open your mouth and Lord, release it.
I've sown my seed, and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody.
Hallelujah. Hey.
God, give us some glory and bless you by your hands for this.
Thank you.
For you that Elder's going to play, the Lord put on my heart this morning, amen.
Come on now. Now, is that good or what?
his reputation because he became known. It was all right when he was just a sinner because they weren't really concerned about him.
Yeah.
But now you want to be president of the United States. You're black too.
Right.
We want your birth certificate just because of your name is Obama. What was it? Obama? Barack Obama. Come on now. So now we need your birth certificate to make sure you're not African. Make sure you're not whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And they recognize the black in him, not the white in him.
Mm-hmm.
He's half and half. That's why a lot of people voted for him that wasn't black. Because he was a mixture, so they saw them in him.
Right.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so you see what I'm saying? People will begin to nitpick with you, with your people, as we learn about the Rabshakeh, how the Rabshakeh tried to pull the people from the leader, but the leader had equipped them.
Yeah.
Hezekiah had equipped his people, so when the Rabshakeh came, he couldn't woo them out of position. He couldn't woo them by his voice. He couldn't woo them by his threat. He couldn't turn them against the leader, although he tried. Your leader, he promised you things that he can't give you.
Amen.
Come on, you got to know.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not trying to go back there, but it's just so alive to me that voice has been attacking this house.
Uh-huh.
And so the Lord sometimes has to narrow things down in order to rebuild. Why? Because now we know, and what? He's going to come back.
Yeah.
The voice is going to come back, but we got to be on one accord. Isn't that something how it took Elder to come in and really confirmed the roundabout? I seen it, but he had another part of it. Then what about the song he played? It was a confirmation.
Amen.
And so the more we see our gifts, the stronger we become, the higher we go, the deeper God will take us in his secret realm.
Because
he will do nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets.
Amen.
Come on now. Amen. I'm free flowing right here. So then we have to point to ourselves. We heard the woman confess that I got to say yes to the shift. And you know, God is saying, you got to say yes in the good and in the bad. Yes, when you being stressed, and yes, when everybody's saying yes to you. You got to be in your yes season, even if you're getting a no.
Because
sometimes that no will save your life.
Yeah.
My husband, when I was married, he would never say no to me. And the one time he said no to me, it saved my life.
Because
I wanted to take the van and go to Atlanta. He said I couldn't go. And he wouldn't tell me why. But the next day, the bell on the van broke. So I would have been, I can't get no help in here.
Amen.
And Daddy God don't spoil us.
Amen.
He chastises us. He corrects us.
Yeah.
And so we have to implement that into our lifestyle, amen, so that we can rise in the kingdom. Because God's ways are not our ways.
Yeah.
It's all right if you spoil one another, but sometimes you got to tell your spouse no. I hear a man tell Caroline no. He told me no one time. Once. Only once, but never, only one time, because it was just something he could not do. But we have to implement that. I've heard Sherelle say no. You just got to get to that point sometime. I'm not doing that. Amen. So go with me to Joshua 6 and 17. Amen. So this is about Joshua because he became known. And, you know, at Joshua 6 and 17, say amen when you have it.
Amen.
Lord, I just ask you to go before me, Lord God, that your word would be made plain, Lord God. Let me not stay too long, Father God, but long enough so they would get what you're doing with us, to us, and through us. For your glory, for your name's sake, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so it says, and the city shall be a curse, even in all that are therein. To the Lord only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. So we know that Rahab had favor because when the messengers came and people were trying to find them, she hid them in her houses. She could have lost her life for that. But she did it for the goodness of God. So she gained favor that her life would be spared in the end. Amen. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves a curse. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. And all the silver, gold, vessels of brass, iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come unto the treasury of the Lord. So they're saying, what is going to God? What are they keeping? Amen. 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Now, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man, woman, young and old, ox, sheep, donkeys with the edge of the sword, because they had been given instructions what to do. And the gold and the silver is going into the treasury of the Lord. But everybody else is supposed to die except Rahab. Now, let me get here. All right. one I want. I want to give y'all that so you can go back and read that. And Joshua adjured them at that time in verse 26, cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and builds this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. And here's the one I wanted to give you. I went through all of this to get you here. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was known throughout all the country. So Joshua began to become known. Why? Because God was with him.
Amen.
So the one way you're going to become known is because
Amen.
God is with you.
Amen.
You're going to become known because God is with you. Your fame is going to be shed abroad because God is with you. Amen. So we see that, and that he was a mentee of Moses. So he had to learn from Moses. He had to learn the in and out that Moses did. He had to respect Moses. I think he had an attitude with Moses one time, and then he repented within himself that he didn't have. No, that was Aaron. I don't think Joshua had a problem with Moses, but he submitted to him. Amen. Joshua 1 and 5. Let's go there. Joshua 1 and 5. Joshua 1 and 5. Joshua 1 and 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, for as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God gave him his word. So when I hear God saying that, is anything too hard for God? When I hear God saying, I shall provide for you, and he can give me confirmation the whole day that he is the provision.
Yes. Amen.
You got to believe what God says
Amen.
About your walk.
Amen.
Amen. You gotta take time to believe him. Amen. Joshua 1 and 9, it says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So wherever Joshua went, God was with him. Yeah, I'm known by God. Give the glory to God about that.
Amen.
Amen. Me and Ms. Vicki did a Speaking Lives Wednesday with me on live on Facebook. And she said that about me. The way she spoke of me, I was like, she's been knowing me for a while, like 13 years, you know. And she really described me to the T that I do give God the glory for what he's doing in our life. Amen. For my life, for the deliverance, for the prophetic. Because without him, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we are humbly submitted, that we give God the glory, that we continue to praise him as we begin to blow up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For the gift that we have. That we have to stay sharp in those areas for our gifts.
Amen.
Amen. I remember when I left Kings of Priests Ministry and I went to New Beginning Ministries, and I didn't think they prophesied like they do over there, because over there doing praise and worship, you go prophesy to somebody. Anytime you get a word, you go release it. When you've been released, once you've been proven.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to New Beginning Ministry, I wanted to stay sharp. So they had an app, not Facebook, but they had another app before Facebook. I was on that app. And whenever I got a friend, you couldn't see their page until you friended them. So I would prophesy to them first, then friend them. Because I wanted to stay sharp in my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, that's how I got invited to Africa. Because I wanted to stay sharp in my gifts
Amen.
For the glory of God.
Amen.
I didn't want nobody to say that I wasn't accurate, ever. I never want nobody, and I've never had it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard anyone say that I wasn't accurate. And God will give you what you ask for if you exercise that gift you have.
Amen.
You know, whatever it is, dancing, singing, playing piano, prophesying, casting out devils, you got to stay sharp in that area. Because the enemy wants us to get lax in those gifts that God gave us.
Mm-hmm.
God gave them to us, so we got to utilize them. Cooking, they say, I can cook. Hey, I'm going to throw down at the crib. I don't know about no mass cooking. Amen. Go here with me to 1 Kings 4, 29 through 31, and give you a little bit about Solomon. Now, everybody know about Solomon. God asked Solomon, what did he want?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 1 Kings 4, 29 through 31. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart. So God increased Solomon. Y'all see that largeness of heart. And even as the sand that is on the seashore, and Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, than Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahal, and his fame was in all nations round about. So everybody knew Solomon. Everybody knew Elderberry. Everybody knew him. Amen. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. So people are going to come to prove you. You're so prophetic, then what about this? I remember when the Berries came, Sunshine was already here, Elder Barry came, and they said people are beginning to challenge us about apostles. We need some scripture. So I began to teach more on that. And then she came to the school and she felt strengthened that to be able to stand. And so when you get the knowledge, no one can underfoot you. No one can pull the word of God from underneath your feet.
Amen.
That's how I see that if you're embedded in the word, who can take it from you?
Amen.
I'm like this, once I read it, I got it.
Right.
In his word. Just like a recipe. You ain't gonna make no biscuits if you don't have no shortening in it. If you don't have no baking powder in it, it ain't gonna rise. Soda, whichever one. It's gonna be flatbread. So you gotta have proof, because people gotta come prove you because of your notoriety, because of your fame, because of where you're going, because of how accurate you are, because of who you with.
Amen.
But like I told you guys last week, and I didn't know God was gonna give me this, don't let people try to intimidate you because of who you are. And because you don't prophesy like them, we're going to be working with other teams on Saturday. Three teams are going to be there. And there's going to be one on team that prophesies, one that does deliverance, and one that prays. And don't be intimidated. Your prayer reaches heaven. Your deliverance is sound. Your prophetic is sound. And you don't have to prophesy a whole lot. Just whatever God say, do that.
Amen.
Don't be intimidated by nobody. God, we're going higher.
Amen.
We're known now.
Amen.
Amen. First, chapter 10, verse 1 through 7, of 1 Kings 10, 1 through 7. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants, that's order. The sitting of his servants and attendance of his ministers and their apparel. Not only was he wealthy, but they was wealthy too. They was, did y'all read that? They was in order. They was in position. They were attentive. They were dressed. And even his cupbearers. And his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. When she saw him, the glory upon him, the wisdom upon him, amen, she couldn't, what could she say? She couldn't defer that because she seen it.
Amen.
Does it make any sense?
Yeah.
First, she heard. So she had to come and challenge him with her questions. And when she saw the evidence, so the evidence has to be seen. There's order, there's a way out.
Amen.
There's one team that there's a way out. There's one voice.
Amen.
They all cast out demons. They all prophesy.
Amen.
They all pray.
Amen.
They all preach.
Amen.
They all emcee. She got a little lockdown over there. We can't get in no crack, no crevice. We can't come through the room. I can't get no help in here. She worked hard with her people, and they worked hard with her. Come on here.
Amen.
One voice.
Amen.
Different titles,
yeah.
But in agreement.
Amen.
So when you have that, can no one come in and tear up, tear down,
right.
Nothing.
Right.
When they leave, they'll be amazed. The woman got healed last week, she was amazed. She danced through the whole song. Why? Because she came for something. She was determined. Amen. We had the prayer. We had the prophet. We had a deliverance. And God brought the increase. And he said when her healing came, and it was a confirmation, and she danced through a whole song of I watched him work, because he worked in her.
Amen.
So we all work together as one team. Glory to God. This really just blessed me so much. I'm like, God, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. People going to hear about you. How about they say when Minister Barry dances, people get healed? What if they say that? What if they say,
amen.
Elder Barry, when he prays for you, you know God has come from heaven. Come on now, people are going to challenge you in this area.
Amen.
People are going to challenge you to try to belittle you.
Amen.
He will warn us. And you can't be intimidated. I don't care how many people is there. Go humbly. If they ask you, come and pray, go pray.
Amen.
And pray. Until Jesus says, stop praying.
Amen.
Amen. Don't do
about. That's the difference.
Amen.
It's about him. It's because of him that we live, we move, and we have our being. So you want to glorify him with your gifts. You are the gift. Glorify him with your body, with your sustenance, with your praise, with your worship, with your deliverance ministry, with your prophecy, which is his spirit.
Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
With your deliverance.
Amen.
For the glory of God.
Yes.
You get some, Lord God, talk to me about this. What is this? Say, tell me what this is. Cast it out for his glory. Thank him.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Don't get too busy. To praise him.
Amen.
Don't become too known and stop praising him.
Amen.
Amen. So 1 Kings 10:8-13, happy are thy men, happy are thy servants which stand continually before thee, and they hear thy wisdom. So they're submitted to Solomon, not second guessing him, not trying to go around him, not trying to sneak in their own vision and think, come on, y'all reading this?
Yeah.
Submission is key. I have a spiritual mother and a spiritual father, two different ministries.
Amen.
Our tithe is split and goes, some of our tithe goes to bishop and some goes to mother.
Amen.
We are submitted here.
Amen.
And I praise God they're both in agreement with what I'm doing.
Amen.
If there's ever a differential, she'll tell me to reverence him.
Because
he's my father. Or sometimes she'll say reverence mother. I give God praise that they know where they are, so I'm okay. And that means we're okay.
Amen.
Now, do all the time I want to do what she say do? No. But I do. And I know God's going to bless me for it. Now, Caroline was old, and Prophet Rhonda, because she was the one who booked my flight, I could not go on the journey unless I took somebody with me. Why? Because twice she let me go by myself.
Amen.
She told me to take Caroline. I said, Caroline ain't ready. She said, take somebody from your house. I said, ain't nobody ready. But I can't not go.
Amen.
She let me slide twice, Miss Siobhan, twice. First time she said, who's going with you? I said, mother, ain't nobody ready. She said, okay, Desmond, you need to work on that. So I'm hearing her.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second time, she said, is Caroline going with you? Who's going? I said, nobody from my house can go. She said, you need to stop. And I heard her. I heard her the first time. I heard her. And so this last time, the Lord said, you know, she's not going to let you go. And this is three right here. And that's not me. It takes me one time to get something. You tell me one time I get it. I'm just sharing this. We're not going to tell her. And so my money came in. So I had to, because I was going with promise and this from here, I was covered from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
I had to submit to my spiritual mom. I knew she was going to say you're not going. Because she don't get insurance on my ticket, or she would have made me do something different. Amen?
Amen.
I don't have a car. I wanted to get my car. But I had already gave a yes to three different people overseas that I was coming. I went to go get the car, and I kept hearing Apostle's voice say, somebody's going to bless you with a car, Apostle Thompson. I kept hearing his voice. Somebody's going to bless you with a car. The first one's going to be just a drive one. The next one's going to be a new car. So I had to make up my mind to leave and not get the car. Amen?
Amen.
I wanted the car. I did. But I had to sacrifice the car to obey mother because I could not go on this flight by myself, on this trip by myself. So the lady in Africa, I had to cover all her fees so that she would go with me. And the enemy tried to bring her against me. And I had to rebuke her. But I could have got a car. You understand me what I'm saying? Yeah, and this truck needs so much work, but it gets me back and forth. It rides like a caddy. So I had to submit because I wanted her blessing, but she don't know. And then she saw me drive up, and she said, when are you going to get your car? And I'm not finna tell her. If you didn't tell me, I had to submit.
Amen.
But I was determined to get my apartment. Come on now.
Amen.
It ain't cheap.
Amen.
It's not cheap to fly like that.
Amen.
And to pay for hotels all that time. I was gone a little less than a month. That's expensive. For two people, it's expensive for one.
Amen. Amen.
Fundraisers don't cover that sometimes. I mean, people get tired of giving sometimes, just to be honest. They get tired of giving. Bishop had his own trip, and then his wife had a trip. Amen? But I know that God's going to bless me because I submitted. Because the evidence is before me. I have no regrets at all.
Amen?
Amen. So we see that she brought him all kind of gifts.
as you read the rest. She gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, every great store of precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram, and brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the king made of the almug trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house. Harps also and psalteries for singers. There came so much almug trees, no were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire whatsoever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. So she came bearing gifts. My spiritual daughter came bearing gifts when she came to see me, to meet with me, to apologize, to come back, to be a part of this house.
Amen.
People begin to see and begin to come out through the waters that Apostle's real.
Amen.
And the one thing she kept saying is, you are so, how do you be so patient with us? Amen. She Carol, I see she came bearing gifts. It's like gifts on my table. I just start putting this stuff away. Amen. And so David began to pray for Solomon in Psalm 72, 1 through 17. Also, that scripture that Elder shared, I said in prayer earlier today while I was here after vacuuming up the. I said that scripture about God being righteous out of Psalms. I prayed that. But that was a confirmation because he is righteous. So Psalm 72. Let's see. He is praying for his son, but as he's praying for his son, it makes you think that he's praying for Jesus. Amen. I'm going to let y'all go through that. Go with me to Mark 1 and 23. I know I can't give it all to you. I have to remind myself. I got like 12 pages. No way I can give you 12 pages. The enemy doesn't want us to be a team. He doesn't want us to be submitted. He wants us to be lone rangers, and that's not what God has designed for us. He wants us to be a team, one voice working, one mechanism working, like God, the Son, and the Father. God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together. Amen. And so Mark 1:23, and there was in the synagogue a man with unclean spirit, and he cried out, Mark 1:24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, and Holy One of God. So the devils knew who Jesus was, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Even the devils know who you are. They know who you are. They know what gift you have. They know how to hit them buttons to make you forfeit that gift or that position or that journey.
Amen.
They said that we know who you are. We know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. They knew Jesus.
Amen.
And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. 27, and they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Amen. And then 28, what happened? And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region around about Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Round about Galilee. So now everybody's talking about Jesus in Galilee. Now, go with me to Matthew 4:23. Now, we already know that Jesus was approached by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and I don't have to go through all those scriptures, but we know that the people tried to intimidate him. They accused him of serving Beelzebub because he was casting out demons, because he did things that they just could not understand. You're going to run into some people that just don't understand what you're doing, how God is using you. Why are you praying for me like that? How are you praying my business? I just told God that this morning. How you prophesying to me like that? How did you cast that devil out of me like that? Ain't they having it at my church?
Amen.
It's not just about me. We got to learn how to expand.
Yes.
They're going to be trying to pump you up. We start going out working, they're going to be like, sister, you want to come over here and dance? Go dance and come home. That's the one thing Chastity told me that I was correct. She said, you warned us, and I didn't listen. But now I know. You know, a lot of people are just going to try to infiltrate to get you out of position. You're the best dancer. With flattery, you're the best. You know you're the best. You should come over here. As soon as you do, they're going to try to destroy you. That was her testimony. So you got to, I'm not, yeah, I know, you got to know I'm not selfish. I believe in your gift too.
I want it to be displayed here too. I want it to be displayed when we go out. But I'm not going to flatter you every day for your gift. That's not our job. You're supposed to bring your gift before the Lord. So get ready. Don't say you didn't know. Sherelle, when they come and say, come over here and pray every Sunday. I pray at my house every Sunday. I can't come on that day. They're going to try to pull you. Carolina, come over here and do deliverance. Well, Apostle mine, well, let me check with Apostle. What day is it on? Not that time. We have service that time. You got to use wisdom.
Amen.
How many days you preach, Elder? Me and my wife do once a week. Well, you can do every month, every Sunday over here. No, I ain't called to do that right now. You gotta know, and I'm not trying to keep you. I'm trying to. We rising now.
Amen.
I say time served. He took us down. Now he's building us back up.
Amen.
You see it, everything. I'm trying to let you know because so many people were here and prophesied this very thing is manifesting, and they left. So a lot of you have prophesied what is going on right now, and the enemy's going to try to dislodge you to make you miss your blessing. We shouldn't be shut down on Friday nights. We should be operating, but not me doing every Friday night. People have left. People have left. That missed the opportunity. So I'm saying, don't let the enemy make you miss your opportunity. And I'm okay here. I know you're men and women of wisdom. So I'm just trying to tell you that he's coming. He's going to try to make you mad at Apostle, and I'm done, and it's the last straw, and he's going to be stomping feet. Don't do that. Just breathe and think. Apostle's trying to save us. She's trying to keep us safe. So there's wolves out there. Just because I go minister at their place don't mean I hang with them. Don't mean I eat lunch with them.
Amen.
We blowing up now. So just stand strong. Stand sturdy. Just stand sturdy in the Lord. Stand firm on his word, on his guidance.
Amen.
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 So fame. Fame comes in at times, and it can tear you down. Don't let pride blow your head up because you know now.
Mm-hmm.
Stay humble.
Amen.
I love about the Berries. They got a new car. They ain't been braggadocious about it. I heard a testimony, I think, one time. I pulled up, I said, dang, who called that in? We got a bishop up right now here. And I was gone. I'm gone, right? I'm gone. I'm the church. Who called that in? Who called? My God, I can't wait to go. Ooh, I can't wait to get my car, boy. Son. I'll keep driving my cat truck. Amen. It drive like a caddy, boy. It drive like a caddy. Don't look like one, but it drive like one. So his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people. Then let's go, Matthew 4:23. And when Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So he's teaching, he's preaching, he's healing. Yes? You know he's prophesying because he got to know the disease is there. And 24, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases of torment, and those which were possessed by devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them.
Mm-hmm.
And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. So they're going to come from everywhere. Do I see the overflow? I do. Over there. You come late, you're going to be sitting over there and watching on the big screen. I believe they're going to get it together for us.
Amen.
People are going to be coming here because of the miracles.
Amen.
Because of our obedience.
Amen.
Because of our sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
And people going, somebody going to be at that door prophesying when they come in. I was at a church, and a lady prophesied to me when I went, and I was in a church in New Jersey. She did that. And it took me back to Kings and Priests. That's how we used to do. Everybody can prophesy, not just prophets.
Amen. Amen.
Ushers are the watchmen of the door.
Amen.
Should be able to have a word with somebody when they come in.
Amen.
And what she prophesied to me happened in the service. That blew my mind. I needed it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go here to Matthew 9:27. Matthew 9:27. Matthew 9:27. A few more minutes. I know I'm going to be able to give it all to you. I want to, but I know I can't. And when Jesus departed, there's two blind men following him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. The thing is, they were blind following him. They must have been following his scent or his smell or something, his footsteps. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him and said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yes, Lord. And then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. So they're going to be telling them, that girl was dancing and I got healed. They was prophesying over there, and they told all, and they're going to point to the purple and black team. 2538 West Washington Street. I'm not trying to puff y'all up. I'm trying to get y'all ready.
Amen.
It's about to happen.
Amen.
You stayed for a reason, Sherelle. I know the devil trying to chase you out, but you stayed. Now we're about to be elevated.
Amen.
We.
Amen.
Not just me. I'm not going by myself. And when the devil was cast out, let's see, and then they went on, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. So when God uses you in the miraculous, they're going to go get more folks to bring to you. Why? Because they know God is in you of the truth.
Amen.
So they went, the two blind men that now can see went and got a dumb man and brought him to Jesus. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of devils. So you're going to have those accusers. The voice of the Rabshakeh is coming. We've been prepared for that. We've been equipped. I pray God will let y'all hear my voice as he lets me hear mother's or bishop's voice.
Amen.
Amen. Even in Matthew 14:1, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and Herod thought that Jesus was the resurrected of the murdered John the Baptist. That's who he thought he was because of the miracles that he did. So they're going to hear of the good things that's going on. Even Nehemiah, glory to God, he was submitted. Nehemiah, what blessing by Nehemiah? Nehemiah 2:3-8, that he was a cupbearer. And he heard about his forefather's land being reproached, that it was an embarrassment going on over there. And they had been defeated. Amen. And no one was sitting to the gate. There was no order set over there. And Nehemiah, what amazed me was, he was a cupbearer. He would give the king wine when he wanted, water when he wanted. But he was observant of the king's. He had to be observant of his tactics because he was sent. He went to the king here. Nehemiah 2:3, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchers, lies waste and gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said to me, for what dost thou make request? So I pray to the God of heaven. He went to God first. He didn't want to be selfish. He didn't want to be out of order. Amen. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah. So he had to be sent.
Amen.
So that's apostolic, yes?
Yes.
It's apostolic. And I said unto the king, if it please thee, send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchre, that I might build it. Send me to build. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Are anybody here never been? And I got the invite for Nicaragua.
Amen.
Lord, help me with the word. I don't want you to be cold because I'm hot. Amen.
Amen.
So you want to be a sent one. You don't want to be a went one.
Amen.
I went.
Amen.
I went sent. I didn't discuss it with Apostle Shirley. You know I'm here and I'm casting out. Come on. You want to be an order.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not a no person. We're going to pray. He said he prayed first.
Yeah.
Then he went to his leader. Because when you do it that way, then everything lines up. You get this.
Yeah.
And the king said unto me, how long? And then they discussed it. And it pleased the king to send me, and I sent him a time. So they came into agreement. They came into agreement.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't overbear the king. He didn't manipulate the king. He didn't threaten the king. They came into agreement, and he was sent. He said, if it pleased the king, let letters be given to me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. Back then, you just could not go different places without protection,
right,
without a seal from the king, without a letter stating that you're on your way here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it used to be back in the day, and they would say the bitches was controlling, that you had to get a letter of recommendation from your leader to go preach at another church, or that person had to send a letter to your leader. I'm not like that. Amen. I think that you should tell your leader where you're going. You too come together, you should pray, talk to your leader about it, and your leader will pray and cover you until you get back. That's what I do for Sister Yvonne. That's what I do for Christina.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not controlling like that. I want to know where you at. And if it's a crazy house, I'm going to say you're going to learn a very valuable lesson over there. Because that's where you, that's why you're going.
Amen.
Nehemiah had to learn a lesson. That he was sent to learn a lesson. Some of my journeys to Africa, I was sent to learn a lesson. That's when I came back, I had to sit for, like, man, I just didn't like that lesson. Because I had to sit and think about it. I had to stew over it. And I had tantrums over it. And then I told the Lord, I don't think I want to do this. And he pushed me back out there. He had apostles over there. I said, when you getting back in the pulpit? I said, not right now. I got beat up by a principality. So I really had to think about that lesson that he had me. Sometimes you're going to go, you're going to learn a lesson, you're going to come back and be like, Pastor, I need to talk to you. That house I went to over on that blue hill over there, they ain't right over there. Well, what did you learn? Not to do that.
Amen.
You're going to say something good.
Amen.
And it's going to prepare you for the next play. Because we have to walk. Everybody is not what we are. And sometimes God will send you in to bring them up, to bring them out.
Yeah.
To prophesy to that house, to dance in that house. She's not here no more. But that little girl, when we had guests, and she danced and got to that man over there. You could just see the anointing go all the way through this house. She's no longer here, but y'all remember that day? That little girl, I can't remember her name.
Ronasia.
Dog on it. Yeah. That's what I see God beginning to do. So he was sent. He gave him the letter. Amen. To go beyond the river. And verse 8, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. So he had favor to go build. He had equipment to go build. And he was sent. So he had the blessing of the king. Amen. And everything that Nehemiah said was according to God. So he always glorified God in everything he did. So we got to make our flesh stay below us.
Amen.
Yes? So we can go higher. Yes? We don't want pride to come in and make us heavy so we'll fall. We want to be able to walk upright before Christ. Glory to God. So Nehemiah was sent to build. Although he was given papers to go through places and to get products, yet he still had to face opposition. The paper not going to get you everything, because some things you got to grow through, you got to mature through, you got to walk through to the next place.
Amen.
Amen. And so he says, then I said unto him, you see the distresses that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Nehemiah 2, 17 to 20. Amen. And he says, come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. So you got to build together. You got to get the plan, and you got to work the plan. Amen. To bring us on one accord. Amen. And then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, that I had favor with God. God grants me favor. God has sent me. He's given me the equipment to build. Amen. That's also the king's word that he has spoken unto me. So he has the blessing of his king. This is order.
Amen.
And they said, let us rise up and build. So they stretched their hands for this good work. Now, it was only three people. He didn't have a lot of people with him at that time, I don't think. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of Ammonite and Geshem the Arabianite heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? It sounded like they were talking like, Jesus, what is this thing he's doing? We heard. So when people hear about, when you begin to become famous, people are going to come up against you. They're going to oppose you building that wall. They're going to oppose you rebuilding all these gates. They're going to oppose you establishing people. Even as Solomon was established, so was the others. And so when you're in an embarrassed state and you have to be rebuilt, then you can rebuild others. Then your lineage is rebuilt. Your finances will be rebuilt. Why? Because you have been encouraged to live more.
Amen. Amen.
So that's the evidence that I'm seeing, is that even as Solomon's people were set in place, because he was set in place. Amen. And he says, then I answered them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and deal, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. My thing is, if you see it, Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem already in Horonite and all y'all seen it was a mess. Why you wait till the man get there to deal? Why you didn't, if you was, see what I'm saying? You got to think like that. You're not a part of my assignment. You coming to distract me. You coming to bring hindering spirits upon my project. You got to, they weren't a part of them. And he told her that for the glory of God, not to be facetious, but it's a fact. You're not a part of this project right here. Because your motive is not our motive. They heard about it. And they want to act like they wanted to help, but they really didn't want to help. So the first thing he did when he got there was he had to survey the city. He's talking to me about Nicaragua right now. He's got to go survey the city. See what the need is. Meet the need. Involve the people that are assigned to this assignment, this mission. Amen. Not everybody's going to be a part of that.
Amen.
So he built up the state on the old lines, completing the work. Amen. He did so many good things. They repaired the walls. They were on one accord, and the people had to have a tool in one hand, and they had to watch and work with their sword and be watchers with the other hand. Amen? So you got to watch and work. Work and watch. War and work with your weapon of war. And he prayed this prayer in Nehemiah 4:4. Because Tobiah was on them. They were teasing them. So people are going to tease you. You build on a hill, and the only thing they can do is if a fox go up, he'll break it down. He'll break your wall down. He'll break down what you just built. Verse 4, "Hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn the reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders." So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. So you got to have a mind to work.
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Nehemiah 4 and 8. 7 and 8. But it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. So you got to know what's coming. God wouldn't be telling us this for no reason.
Amen.
We're about to start blowing up. People are going to start trying to cause trouble. We're going to have to be steadfast, unmovable. You got to know my voice. You got to know, most importantly, God's voice. You got to know your team members' voices. Well, she ain't never done that. Why would she start doing that? You got to get there. We need to be there now.
Amen.
On one accord. Mm-hmm. And the ship brings that together. The ship, we already shifted.
Mm-hmm.
A family of four, that's increased.
Yes.
So, he said, "Nevertheless," in verse 9, "we made our prayers unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them." Because of them. Yes? So, you got to set a watch. You got to be careful what you say, how you act with people pertaining to your ministry. Don't be afraid of them. Remember, our God is a terrible God. He's a great God.
Amen.
He calls us to triumph. He strengthened us.
Amen.
He told us to be encouraged always.
Amen.
And then everything they're doing is going to seem like something small. And don't elevate it by spreading it, telling people. Don't make it grow. Just let it be where it is. Amen?
Amen.
I don't think that he sent home to his leaders to tell them what was going on, but they knew they were sent to build the wall. They were sent to build. We're apostolic and we're sent to build.
Amen.
We're sent to build. And our gifts make room for us.
Amen.
He said, "The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall one from another. So if you run into something, sound the trumpet, and we'll come together, but God will fight for us."
Amen.
So he had a plan. It seemed like a crazy plan, but it's going to work.
Amen.
We got to let God go before us. Amen. Go with me right quick to 1 Samuel 10. I want to share this with you about Saul. Now, this one, the thing with Saul was, he didn't want to be seen. Saul. 10, and we know that Saul went to find his father's donkeys. I have to get that in my repertoire, donkeys, instead of the other word they use in the Bible. When you go back and read in 1 Samuel 9:9, Saul was sent to find his father's donkeys. But really, the trip wasn't about donkeys. It was about him becoming king. Okay, so he was presented with the meat in the pot, and he had the shoulder that he ate that, and that meant that he accepted the responsibility, be it knowingly or unknowingly, he accepted the responsibility when he ate that meal. Then the prophet said, "To rest, and I will minister to you on tomorrow." And Saul
follow every instruction that the prophet gave him. And so then we're here about the king. And 1 Samuel 10:20, it says, "This Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken by lot. He brought the tribe of Benjamin near, and his families, and the family of the Matrites was taken by lot. Finally, he brought the family of the Matrites near, man by man, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken by lot." Now, lot means they're rolling these little things that look like bones or dominoes and stuff like that. They're rolling these to see what family should be, okay? And so, but when they saw him, he could not be found. So they were looking for Saul and couldn't find him because Saul didn't feel worthy to be king. He didn't ask for it. He went to find his father's donkeys. Amen?
Amen?
So you may think you're just going over there to do, I mean, you never know. And so they inquired again of the Lord, "Did the man come hither?" And the Lord said, "Behold, he has hidden himself among the baggage." He didn't feel worthy. So you got to feel worthy of what God is about to do. Don't make it like he's pushing you into it. And that has been my prayer for a long time. Lord, help me to feel worthy of the honor, of the glory that's going to be due your name through you using me. And let me not run from this. So they ran and fetched him from there, and when he stood among the people, he was taller than any other people from his shoulders upward. So he was a nice man, a good man. And Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see whom the Lord has chosen? There is none like him among all the people." And all the people shouted, "Long live the king." So they made him the king. Then Samuel told the people the rights and duties of the king. Amen. And he wrote them in a book and laid it upon the Lord. Then Samuel sent all the people away, each one to his home. Saul also went to his home at Gibeah, and with him went men of valor whose heart God had touched. So men went with him that God had to touch their heart to submit to him. And then, get this, in verse 27, "But some worthless fellow said, how can this man save us?" And that's all you need to start a revolt, is one or two, to not be in agreement with the vision. And they despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace. And it's good. I'm glad, you know, when Chad said, "How can you be so patient?" God had to help me. And I've had people here that came up to advance me here. That we know a lot, some might not here. Two people did, just because I look short and all that sweet. That would advance me. Y'all know what I mean when I say that they would come after me. And they did it in front of Casino. You know, this happened. And I had patience with people. And I'm like, "Look, I love you and I want you here, but that's not going to happen again. You're not going to keep doing that." You know, and I think it had to be Casino because I think some of y'all probably would have had a rose up or something. You just never know what you would do when you see stuff like that. And I had to forgive them, and I had to keep forgiving them because I saw great visions for them. Casino had to forgive them because she had saw great visions for them. And she probably won't mind me saying this. I said, "Casino, are you okay with everything that's going on?" She said, "I just wish they would have gave more to you instead of advancing you." And one of them was so big, I had to call mother and said, "Look, she do it again, it's not going to be nothing nice. I'm telling you, it's been three times already. I'm not going to keep dealing with it." So mother came and released one. Amen? So, but when, I think Elder Berry gave a good description that when it's a three-stranded cord cannot easily be broken. Mm-hmm. I think there's seven of us, eight of us here. Mm-hmm. We're praying for the husbands that they will begin to get stronger and be in here. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want them to miss their blessing. Mm-hmm. But we can't make them be here. Mm-hmm. I put the call out for that trough to be clean. I can't make it be clean. Now we suffering. Flood. Came all the way in here. So be careful when you go out. This is wet. The other carpet is wet right there. My carpet is wet. Only thing you can do is ask people. You can't make anybody do anything. And you can't get upset when it doesn't happen. You got to pray that people will take and hear the vision, hear the need, meet the need. And don't have regrets when it don't happen. It's just now we got to stay ahead of some things here. Mm-hmm. Leave these doors open. Leave the air on. Leave the fan running. We'll have a problem. I'm not upset with anybody. I'm saying we got to get ahead of it. Amen. So, got to be strong and very courageous. Observe to do according to the law which Moses had commanded Joshua. But we're not under the law, we're under grace, and we know that.
Amen.
And so, got to remember that God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And so, we don't have to fear
though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, we will not fear. Amen. I did a double. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Amen. So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say lie, meaning think about that. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. God is the only God I know that exalts people. He gives us, he sets us in position.
Amen.
He will remove us from positions to try us, to test us, to make us. Amen. To refine us. I see that he does that at times. We're dealing with things. Amen. In Jesus' name. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And it says, Selah again. So think about that. He's with us.
Amen.
Be still and know that he is God. And he will be exalted among the heathen. He will be exalted in the earth. You don't all the time have to defend yourself, fight for yourself, fight to try to get people to understand. I've just come to a point of peace that I've learned. Amen. Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, but he was without sin. So let us go boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and to help in time of need. Amen. So saying that it's going to seem like it's too hard for us. Amen. I don't know. I know I've always had a team of 11 that I managed. Apostle Val had encouraged me that Apostle Kimberly Daniels was famous and known, and her church didn't have a lot of people in it. Amen. And you're not equated by how many you roll with. That's not the equation of who you are.
Amen.
It's not about how many dancers on the dance team or how many prophets on the prophetic team or how many evangelists on the evangelistic team. It's not about that. Are we obedient? Is the glory of God meeting us here? Is it permeating out of us? Amen. Are people being blessed? Are people being healed? Are people being set free? Are people being delivered? Glory to God. Amen. Are we giving God the praise? And although we're getting busy. Amen. Although we're going places. Are we still remembering to give God the praise that's due his name?
Yeah.
Because he chose us.
Yeah.
He equipped us. He chastised us. He broke us. Oh, my God. By refining us with a refiner's fire, he's the potter making us. Amen. Making you come out of that shyness, Caroline, years ago for this day, for this moment, for this time. For this is the appointed time. Amen.
Amen.
And so we just thank you, Lord God, that you have us ready to be your people, to go forward, to move. Amen.
Amen.
By your word, by your will, and by your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you have empowered us with your Holy Ghost, that we will be effective witnesses at home, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. We bless you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have decided to pour into us richly your wisdom, your knowledge, your authority, your provision, your way, your doctrine, oh God. Not apostles' doctrine, but yours, oh God, in Jesus' name, and that you have proven yourself strong to us. When we are tried, oh God, we will stand in you. We will stand on your word, which is a firm foundation for us, oh God. And we'll be forever grateful to give you the glory that you made a way for us, that you opened doors for us, that you put us on planes and trains and boats, oh God, that you bless the airwaves, oh God. And Lord, what you've given, no one can take from us, oh God, in your name, Jesus. We thank you for the hard times. We thank you for the good times. We thank you for the times of strife. We thank you for the times of peace. We thank you for the testing time in our bodies. And we thank you that you make us victorious, that you heal us, that you deliver us. Oh God, that you give us peace in the midst of the storm. We thank you for instructions going uphill, going downhill, dealing with mountains, dealing with naysayers, dealing with the voice of the rock shocker, dealing with opposition. Oh God, that you would keep us, you would hold us safe under the shadow of your almighty wing. We thank you, God. We give you glory for humility within us, within our men, within our women, within our children, that as we take the tire, God, you will be always looking at us, listening to us, communing with us, using us, oh God, for your glory and for your name's sake. We thank you for demonstration and power.
seen a Brother Lonnie sister here. We thank you for God's remnant army, oh God, and we thank you for hallelujah. The other ministry that we have that is worldwide, glory to God. Woo! Huh? International ministry. Yeah, remember, I forgot. I can't call it for some reason. Y'all know what?
Immersion
in Christ International. Thank you, sweetie. Because we are now coming forward. This is the season. We thank you for two churches, one in Uganda and one in Nicaragua, three, and one in Indianapolis. Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God, that the apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and teachers would run, oh God, that they would build it, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the shift that we glorify you now. We thank you for Prophet Thomas for covering us. We thank you for Bishop Tyson for covering us. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we even pray for Apostle Beloy when she's coming, that the plane will be safe, that the pilots will be alert and aware, oh God, that she will not miss any flights, that she will have very little swelling, if at all, oh God, her and her servant that is coming with her, her pastor that is coming with her. We thank you, Lord God, that she will go home with more than what she came with. Lord God, and we thank you that she will pour into our house, our small house over here, that she will pour into us, that it will take us to another place, that it will set us right before you, Lord God. It will be a confirmation of what you're doing in and through us, in the midst of us, oh God. And Lord God, even release her healing virtue that you've given her out to us, those of us that are dealing with healing situations, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the release of her gift of healing and deliverance that it will flow through our house. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
I don't know, but I heard when I was sitting over there to ask you, are you pregnant? Well, maybe take a test.
Okay.
I heard that. I don't play like that. I don't even like to tread in that area, but that's what I heard, to take a test and see.
Okay.
Just be mindful to ask the Lord. Now, I don't know if it's spiritual pregnancy or physical, but I heard to ask you if you was pregnant. I was sitting right there, and I think I looked over at you and went, Lord Jesus, please don't do it. You know, I guess I want to say just be mindful that you may be or you could be or soon you will be. The thing that gets me is how people come and minister to you and you don't tell them that you want to birth. Even prophet is said in a way that you guys are going to birth something great. It's just coming back to my remembrance. So I don't play with people. You? Amen. If it's not physically, then it's something spiritual. That's what I heard. Ask you, were you pregnant? And the Lord told me to pray for you for Tourette's, to make sure that Tourette's is not attacking your joints, because when you was walking, it's like you could not just come on pray for you. You couldn't stretch out your legs. And then when you guys leave, be careful, because this is wet, and I don't want you guys to slip out, to fall out. Amen. Tourette's is something that attacks your joints. You'll study it momentarily, but it's like it snatches you. Amen. Where you can't really stretch out your legs. Thank you. So I just want to pray in advance from that. Okay. We pray God will stretch it out. That's good enough. We'll just pray healing to her legs, to her joints, to her feet. We plead the blood of Jesus against any diabetes. We plead the blood of Jesus against Tourette's. Anything that would try to alter her walk, anything that would hinder her advancing, in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing even to her body, all of her body, in Jesus' name, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, I'm not saying you have Tourette's. I'm just saying that's what I heard. Okay. Amen. Now, I don't know. Does anybody else want to pray with me? And anyone else need prayer? We'll pray with you. Anybody else want to pray?
I'm praying,
but
I want prayer for
you. Okay, I'm
good. Okay. I need to be consistent about doing better.
Amen. And release it.
Yes, and I'm not supposed to keep going, but I don't know.
They have some, you know, I use lime. I don't have high blood at all. I use lime or lemon. And you just sprinkle it on there, and it just takes care of the salt that you need.
Okay.
And then they have sea salt that's not like iodine. Iodine salt is not good for us at all. You shouldn't use it at all. Throw it, just throw it out and go buy some sea salt.
Do you use
lottery things
that's all in cooking?
If it has sea salt in it, if it has iodine salt in it, you gotta find another one.
Okay.
Another, they have so many different seasoned salts that you can use, and if it's not salty enough, then you can add just a little sea salt.
Okay.
Because it's not so hard on our bodies.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did you have a prayer request while you were first time? Or you just want to pray for one? From sitting and jerking around in the truck, or from the delivery of the truck?
Everything.
Okay.
From everything.
He's going to let the basketball go.
He said,
young.
He said, Lydia knows how to act.
Give me that.
But we believe the Lord is a miracle worker. Mm-hmm. Amen. You guys want to hold him? And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God, that her blood sugar would be level, that there would be no cholesterol, that she would learn wisdom in eating, all of us in the house, in Jesus' name. That she would learn wisdom, that she would stick with it, oh God. And we just plead the blood of Jesus against all hindering spirits that come to delay her ministry, to delay her effort, to delay her moving forward, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that she is moving forward now. In Jesus' name, even as she has surrendered, she has asked you, oh God, to help her to do better. You know what areas that she's describing, Lord. It's for your glory, for your namesake. Even for the man of God, we pray healing to his joints, Lord. He's trying to hold on to the youth. We just speak to the cartilage right now, and we declare that you would refresh, renew yourself. Jehovah Rapha, we thank you for the man of God, that he is submitted, Father God, that he's trusting you, oh God, on behalf of his wife, on his home. Oh God, we just lift up his knees to you right now in Jesus' name, that they will be healed, oh God, that he would, even we pray for his shins, in the name of Jesus, any moving of the joints that are ligaments. I just felt a sharp pain on the left side there, and it's like in the shin area, like this part of your leg. So we just pray healing to that in Jesus' name, that disorder, that it would come to order. Jehovah Rapha, we thank you that you would go before and make every crooked thing straight. We command the pain to go out, the discomfort to go out. In Jesus' name we pray. We even lift up the sons in Jesus' name. Lord God, that you continue to bless them and keep them, oh God, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, God.
Did you have a prayer request? Okay. Amen. Well, we're going to have the announcement, then we turn it back over to Elder Berry. I jumped in your spot. I know I did. Amen. Then I'll just come up. I do want to say before Caroline comes is that Sunday, we know this weekend is a busy weekend. I have texted some of you that if you cannot make Friday night, hey, I get it, because we got Friday, Saturday. Sunday is a go because it's Revelation Sunday. So we need to fast like from Wednesday to Friday if we can, because tomorrow's a holiday. I don't want y'all, you know, I know you guys govern yourselves. But if you cannot make Friday, don't push yourself. But, and I'm not going to trip on that. But Saturday, we need y'all there by 10:30, because Mother's going to have the debriefing meeting with us. She's probably going to team us out. I got to send her a list of names of all of us that are going to be in attendance. And we're going to be in our uniform, purple and black. And now every time we go out, we don't have to be, but we need to be, because it's royalty. Amen?
Amen.
So we want to pitch in for Sunday. Please get in touch with Sister Sherrod. Even if you say you can't stay, I understand if you can't stay, but we need to be able to feed the apostle. So you're going to feed me and the apostle if you can't stay, and those that are going to stay. So if you can give a donation, if you can give $10, $20 towards whatever, we'll pitch in. And we just want to feed her. I want her to get to know you guys. And then you're welcome to hang around, get some chairs together like I do, lay down and get back up, get ready for service. You know, you want to bring you blow up mattress and go on the back. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to help any kind of way I can.
Amen.
Because when we do the outside services, it helps us with funds as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't cancel it. I thought about that, but I don't want to cancel that. Revelation Sunday, amen. So Apostle is going to be our speaker on Sunday morning. You can bring something to bless her with. Amen. And she's going to speak Sunday evening. We believe that that'll be taken care of by God. Amen. And then whatever you can do, just I will be grateful for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have any questions, let me know. But Sherelle, yes, ma'am.
Congratulations, Apostle. Sunday,
same day?
Same day, in the afternoon, at 3:30.
Okay.
And that is on our announcement, amen, from last week. I don't think she printed them out this week. But they're there, is there as well. Every time she's going to be here. Also, Tuesday night, Apostle Valoria is going to be our guest speaker Tuesday night. And then I think that Wednesday, one of the Wednesdays, we don't have our study, but Caroline's going to announce that because I know we're going to be running you guys a lot. Amen. So I'm trying to take that into consideration. So come on, Caroline, with the announcements. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Amen. Just to reiterate what Apostle was saying, I do want to let you know second class is starting back on the 11th of July. Amen. Because we don't have it this week. I wanted to let the ones that's attending that we don't have it this
prophetic.
Week. Prophetic class. I'm sorry. Prophetic class will start back up on the 11th. Amen. The 5th, we still have Bible study.
Yes.
Same time for prayer at 6 p.m., and Bible study starts at 7 p.m. Apostle Rose Beloy will be our teacher there. Amen. July 7th and 8th, like Apostle said, that we are, the 7th will be at Kings and Priests with Apostle Rose Beloy. And the remnant, God's remnant army will be there on Saturday. Amen. You said 10:30, correct?
Yes.
Amen. On the 9th of July will be our Revelation Sunday. It starts at 3:30. Apostle Valoy will be our speaker for that morning service. Amen. So please come out. Bring friends, family, whoever you want to bring. Amen.
Yes, please.
July the 11th. Kingdom Principal Learning Center. Apostle Rose Beloy will be a teacher with Apostle Dobbins at 7 p.m. Amen. July 14th will be Friday Night Miracle Service at There's a Way of Ministry with Apostle Rose and Apostle at 7 p.m. And on the 19th, there will be no Bible study. It's time with your family. Amen. So mark that on your calendars. Just a reminder, we are doing classes on Sunday for the shift of leadership at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. So please attend if you can. And please continue to enter from the front door and exit out the front door. Amen. And if you have not set appointments, please see me or call me and I can get an appointment set up with Apostle. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord praise again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you for that word, Apostle. That was a great
Amen.
Word, especially about fame.
Amen.
So I was listening.
Amen. I'm proud.
Yeah, that fame is earthly is not the right way. It's all about pride. Fame for us is going to be built up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So that's a wonderful thing, which, you know, I don't want to be in the notoriety area anyway. I want to be in the back. But, you know, the Lord has us where he wants us. And that's humility. So we praise God for that. Hallelujah. So if there's nothing else, we're going to go ahead and dismiss. Nothing else? Okay. Hallelujah. If everyone will stand. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today, Lord, for your mercy and grace, Lord. We thank you for the word you have bestowed upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave this place, whenever your presence, Lord, we give you all the glory, all the praise, Lord. Lord, we ask you to continue to give us strength for our assignment, Lord. We ask you to continue to give us strength that we won't fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give us strength where our yes will even be irreversible, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So give us strength that we continue to stay encouraged, Lord, in your name. And so we give you just all the glory. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you.
thank you for joining in. God bless.